Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now is Chris Mara, who is the senior VP of player personnel for the New York Giants. And he's also got a real vested interest in Justify, as he is invested in the horse that won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness and goes for the Triple Crown tomorrow at the Belmont Stakes. Chris, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great to talk to you, Chris. We're doing fantastic over here. I don't know. Are you more nervous now today than you were prior to any one of your Super Bowl victories or no?
Yeah, I think yesterday driving in, listening to I listened to Steve Bick coming in with the horse racing stuff, and he kind of got me a little excited. And yeah, last night was a tough night. I didn't get much sleep. You do start thinking about it a lot. I do this before the Derby. We've had a bunch of horses run the Derby over the last few years. Not as successful as this one has been. So yeah, the nerves are creeping in right now.
Hey, why didn't this horse run before it turned three?
Well, a lot of horses, Boomer, aren't mature enough, or they have a little bit of an injury problem, or some of them are just too big. This is a big horse. It's almost, it's 17 hands. It's, it weighs 1,270 pounds. And sometimes they just kind of have to grow into their bodies and learn how to run with all that weight on them.
So when you think about watching a race and watching your horse do what he did in the slop at the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, that thrill, can you compare that thrill of being invested in a horse like that that's just so dominant and what you go through in a two-minute drill and you're watching Eli Manning throw a touchdown to win a game at the end of a game?
Well, the situation with football, for me, it's a lot different because I'm an owner and I'm an employee. So you're part of the process of putting a team together. And there's certainly a lot of satisfaction when we win Super Bowls or we're successful on a day-to-day basis. And then on the other hand, there's a sense of disappointment, and you take responsibility in that with a lousy season like we had last year. The whole horse racing thing for me is, it is more of a hobby, but it's a very expensive hobby. And the only thing they look at me at for the race is to make sure that the check clears.
Well, I know those checks will clear, and that's a good thing. As we're talking to Chris Mara, a part owner of Justify, will be running in the 150th Belmont Stakes tomorrow. What concerns everybody around the Justify paddock? What are you guys concerned about tomorrow as we get ready to run the longest of the three races in the Triple Crown Quest?
Well, I think the hardest thing, Boomer, is, the horses will be running for its sixth time since, I think it's February 18th. And that's a pretty big grind on a horse, especially it didn't have, any races as a two-year-old, as you just said. So there's only one other horse in the race that will have raced in the Preakness and in the Kentucky Derby. And that's Bravazo, who was coming on strong in the Preakness and finished second. So there's a lot of concerns about that last eighth of a mile. This horse is, it's the best horse in the race. We all know that. But not the best horse always wins this race, because that last eighth of a mile after going through a grueling campaign like it has, sometimes shows up. So I expect a lot of horses to be there at the end.
Talking to Chris Mara, who's a senior VP of player personnel for the Giants and, of course, invested in Justify, goes for the Triple Crown tomorrow at the Belmont Stakes. How do you feel about the way that the offseason has gone for the Giants and where you sit right now with your roster heading into this season? What are some of the highlights for you of rebuilding this roster after a tough year?
Well, obviously, we've upgraded the offensive line tremendously with Nate Solder and our second-round pick, Will Hernandez. We added a guard from Jacksonville. And then, of course, the draft that, I think we hit it pretty big in the draft. When you draft from the top of each round, you better make sure those top four or five guys are contributing to your team right away. And we feel that'll happen.
I was going to ask you, what are your initial impressions watching Saquon Barkley on the field?
Well, he is you know, he's a little bit like our horse Justify. He's a freak show. You know, when he's out there, he just it looks like a man amongst boys. He's just got great size to him, great quickness. He's a very instinctive player. He's a guy that can play all three downs. You don't have to worry about him coming out on third down. He's got great hands out of the backfield, and he'll stick his head in there to block. So he's looked tremendous so far.
You know, I know you guys are probably sick and tired of talking about this, but since we have you on the air here and we have everybody listening, we have to ask you about Odell Beckham Jr. And, you know, number one, his health, and do you fully expect him to be 100% now as you guys are heading into the offseason, getting ready to start for summer practice?
Well, I think we'll get a better idea next week, Boomer, when he comes for the mandatory minicamp. He's looked good since he's been here. He hasn't been able to participate 100%, but moving around, he looks like he's in great shape. He's kept his body well, and I think his head's together. I think he likes what he sees out there. When he looks out there and sees all this talent offensively, that's going to be around him, it can only help him. So I think everything will work its way out.
Now, the $100 million question is, when is he going to get $100 million?
Well, that is a very good question, and I can't answer that right now, but I think we are working on it right now.
Oh, when you say you're working on it right now, two sides are talking about a contract that you've got Odell Beckham Jr.'s agent and Dave Gettleman and others in the organization talking about it?
Well, it's being discussed in the building, let's put it that way. Obviously, we've had a little bit of a, you know, with Dave going through his treatment right now. I talked to him the other day. He's doing great in terms of he's got a big spirit. He's a tough guy. And we expect him to be back shortly.
Yeah, so he said the prognosis is very good, and I would take him for his word. He doesn't seem like a guy who minces his words.
Well,
so
when I think of GMs that are hog mollies, that's exactly what he is,
yeah,
and
right.
He's going to get through it.
Yeah,
he'll be
absolutely.
Fine.
So he's the type of guy that can handle something like this, right, Chris?
Yeah, I think so.
With Odell Beckham Jr., does the organization feel like it needs to see him out on the field during regular season games to make sure that everything is the same that they saw prior to the injury before giving him that money? Or do you think that there's a chance a deal could be done before week one?
Yeah, I think just seeing him out here at minicamp and going through the whole, the training camp thing, we'll get a pretty good idea where his health is at. He certainly has looked great since I've seen him in here. So, like I said, I think it's going to work its way out.
You know, the other thing, too, is you have a 37-year-old quarterback, Eli Manning. He didn't have a great year last year, and we can all point to all the different reasons why. I would imagine with the addition of Saquon Barkley, Evan Ingram, a healthy Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, Nate Solder, all the offensive line adjustments that you guys have made, I would think that he probably looks a little bit younger to you these years, or this year, I should say.
Yeah, he's very energized. Eli's always the same. He comes in, he's the first guy in, last guy to leave, and he's been working with these guys, you know, hour after hour, and I think he looks terrific.
How many requests for tickets did you get for tomorrow's Belmont?
I got a lot of requests, but as you know, the tickets are very expensive for the Belmont, so we're going to pretty much stick to family, and you know, we got the head coach and his wife coming out with us too. So,
oh, awesome. We're talking to Chris Mara, who's the senior VP player personnel for the Giants, invested in Justify as well. Who's more fun in a party scenario, you or John?
Me and my brother, John?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's not even close. It's Chris. I've been with both of them. I know it's Chris, definitely.
I figured. I just wanted to hear it from your mouth.
Yes.
I just wanted to hear it from you. So is John never, does he ever deviate from what we see in the media? I mean, listen, he's a great spokesperson for the Giants. He is the man. I love listening to him. But sometimes I wish, you know, he'd loosen up just a little bit here or there, you know?
Yeah, occasionally. I know what you're saying, believe me. I've been around him a long time.
You know, Chris, I saw a couple of your comments in regards to the national anthem controversy and everything else. I mean, look, I know where I stand on this whole thing. You know, I think the players should be standing. I think they should be honoring our flag and our country. I don't think they should be wrapping their own ideals into that particular part of our game, because it is our game. We all own a part of it. And I think it's really had a downer effect on everybody else out there. I mean, from an owner's standpoint, you know, where do you come down on all of this? And how disappointed are you that the president has tried to make this into a political, you know, football, if you will?
Yeah, well, that's what we're dealing with our president. I think he's got it out for the NFL because of the lawsuit that we beat him on years ago, which my dad was very happy about. And you know, I'm trying not to listen to the president when it comes to this stuff. I have my own feelings. I think the organization has its own feelings. We love everyone to stand, salute the flag. We respect everyone, their thoughts and the process that they go through. So we'll just hope it resolves itself.
And your brother said that there were many, many letters. They got more letters on the national anthem and the kneeling than just about anything in the last few years. Did you experience that as well when you were out in public or mail that you received that fans were very, very upset about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got many of those, and I try. It's just probably the reason I don't have a Twitter account or an Instagram account or any of that stuff. I try to just process it myself.
Well, listen, I hope you have a great day tomorrow. We'll be watching. Everybody's excited for you and the giant, tinge to this whole thing, and just another successful story for you. If you can win a Triple Crown, be awesome. So good luck tomorrow. Enjoy the day, and hopefully things come your way.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. That's Chris Mara, Giants VP of Player Personnel, and he's invested in Justify, and we hope that he gets that done tomorrow. Gave you a little bit of an answer on Odell Beckham Jr., more than I thought.
It's pretty good. He gives you an honest answer. He wants people to stand for the flag. He doesn't want to listen to the president. There's a lot of things he said.
No,
there.
I know, but...
But I think they're all reasonable and practical. I don't think there's any earth-shaking news, do you?
No, but he said that they were talking about it, and it's been talking...
They have to talk about it.
No, but I'm saying that the sides have been talking is basically what he said. I mean, that's... What, you want to diminish the fact that
I don't.
Let's go to the break.
Shut up,
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.